And today is Big Brothers Big Sisters Day across Canada. And here locally, of course, we've got Big Brothers Big Sisters South Bruce North Huron. Yolanda Ritsema is the executive director, and she is here this morning in studio. Good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Thanks so much for coming in on this special day, this big day for Big Brothers Big Sisters. I know that you've got a big event that's planned for today as well, which we're going to talk about later on. But you also brought a guest in with you. Do you want to introduce Linda?
Sure. So this is Linda Stanley. She is one of our very long time volunteers with us. Linda has done pretty much every role with Big Brothers Big Sisters, from being a mentor to a board member to now being a part of our fun development team who helps plan all the really great things that our littles do. And it's just such a pleasure to always chat with Linda because she's such a wealth of knowledge and we just really value her.
Good morning, Linda. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning. That's quite a build-up. I better bring the goods here.
You can, for sure.
How long have you been helping out the organization? It's been like 25 years?
Oh, at least. I started off as a big sister, and then when my little sister moved on, I joined the board, and I was on a board member for a while, and then I ended up getting on to the activities or the fund development group, and I've stayed with that ever since. So it's very near and dear to my heart, for sure.
Well, today, because it's Big Brothers Big Sisters Day, both of you are here to tell us more about what happens locally with the organization, how important it is. Linda, obviously, with more than 25 years of your life dedicated as a volunteer, it's got a big part in your heart. Why did you first decide to get involved with the organization?
Well, it started off, I was babysitting for Bob and Shirley Ferguson. Bob Ferguson was one of our original founders of Big Brothers in Kincardine. And as I was babysitting for them, he used to always tell me about the relationship he had ongoing with his little that he had, who was now, grown and gone. And he kept telling me about what a wonderful experience it was for him to be a big brother to this young fellow. And he'd always encourage me that you should think about that and give it some thought. So after I got married and was working in that, I started thinking about it more and was talking to Bob. And that's what spurred me on to joining the organization, and oh my gosh, his words have always rung true.
over the course of the time that you've been involved, how many do you know? How many kids that you've been a mentor to over that amount of time, or has there just been so many that you've lost?
Well,
count?
There's been lots of kids that have come and gone through our agency, and I was only a big sister to one, and she kind of spoiled me for taking on somebody else because we just had such a great time together, and I just always cherish the time that we spent together, and I'm so proud of her, how she's she kind of broke the cycle and is doing really well and went through university, and we had went to her graduation, and she's living down in the Hamilton area, and she's just done so well. But I told her she kind of solidified me in being a big sister and keeping with the organization. But yeah, she's been my only little that I've had, but I've certainly met a lot of wonderful kids going through the organization.
And you said you've spent time in a variety of roles with the organization, including even being on the board as well.
Yes.
Because there are so many opportunities for people to be volunteer, maybe talk about some of those other roles that you've had. So maybe if someone thinks, hey, I'm not maybe the mentor type, but I am
exactly
someone that can help in other areas. What other areas did you work in?
Well, there, of course, yeah, being a board member, just to kind of help keeping the agency viable and helping make decisions for the kids. There's many ways to get involved. You can even just come out and do in the group mentoring program. They only meet, I think, once or twice a month, and you can just come out to one of their activities and help out and get to know some of the kids doing that. Or you could just join, and you don't even have to join. If you just want to talk to the gals at the agency there, and once everybody needs to have a police check before they become involved with kids, I think that's across the board for any organization. Mm-hmm. But you can just come out and enjoy some of the events that we put on. We're always looking for volunteers for hands-on to come out to join for Camp Kintail, or if you come out to some of the events, or just to participate in their Dancing with the Stars or the golf tournaments. The Christmas yard sale we do is always a biggie. We're always looking for hands-on help to set up some of the events that we're doing as well.
Yolanda, obviously the organization covers a very wide geographical area. I think there was a change in recent years where you incorporated North Bruce and or North Huron and South Bruce all together. How big is that area, and how many kids do you see coming through the program?
Yeah, so we cover pretty much, I say, like the four corners. So Walkerton, King Cardin, Wingham, and Goderich, and everything in between, and along the outskirts as well. So it's quite a large geographical area now. We've pretty much doubled our numbers from just King Cardin, what we had before, to now the other areas. We're in seven different schools across the two counties, which is amazing. There's just been a lot of expansion and a lot of growth, but the need is incredible. Mm-hmm. These young people just really need someone to be a friend to them. That's what we kind of always say. Mentorship is about being a friend. And it sounds daunting, but it really isn't. If you just even think in your own life about who's maybe mentored you or what that's looked like for you, that's really all it is. I always say, if you have the time to share and the heart to care, you are a mentor. So, and it's walking alongside one of these young people who could just really use that extra support, someone to help them grow, someone to challenge them, someone to hold them accountable, someone to support them and help them kind of sort life out. It is tough being a kid today. A lot harder than it was when I was younger, I think, if you factor in social media and all the extra stuff that's going on around their world. One of my favorite things that I always think about is kids today are more connected than ever. If you think of just how easy it is to connect with people online through social media, through TikTok, through Snapchat, whatever they're on. But they self-report as being the most isolated and lonely than ever before. So, yeah, you can have lots of friends online and feel like you're totally connected to your outside world, but feel absolutely alone. And a mentor can help break that for you. They can help be that person who doesn't make you feel so alone anymore, who can really encourage you to try something new, do something different, think outside your normal life and explore what the possibilities that's out there.
How does a kid that is needing this, needing that extra human connection, needing that mentorship, how do they become involved with the program and get identified as someone that can be connected eventually?
Sure. So it's really a parent, guardian, or a teacher who identifies that youth as someone who could benefit from the program. Then they would send in a referral to the agency, and then our fabulous mentoring coordinators will take it from there. So, for example, in our school-based mentoring program, it could be a teacher who in their classroom sees a child that they think would really benefit from the program. They would make that referral on to us, and then we would send the paperwork. It would go home to the family, come back to us, and then we would work on matching them. So,
perfect. Yeah. Well, we've got a lot still to talk about this morning about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, South Bruce, North Huron, all the programs that they do, what they offer, and some fun things that they're going to be doing, some fun events that are going to be coming up, including today. We're going to talk more about that as we move on. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.